Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA for Parents. And I just want to thank Rich Sheehan for filling in for me, guest hosting several times. I really appreciate that. As I mentioned, our farm is under siege. And there are a lot of things that I have to do. And, you know, there are people who are gaining weight as a result of the corona panic, and that's not happening at our house. Everybody's losing weight. We don't even get three meals a day anymore. It's two meals a day, and breakfast is somewhere around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and dinner is somewhere.
Can I add something here on
just
this
a second.
Topic?
In just a second, please.
Okay.
And dinner is somewhere around 7, 8, or 9 o'clock at night. I have not been able to answer the phone. I have not been able to make telephone calls. I've not been able to be available. So I wanted to thank Rich Sheehan for keeping the seat warm here at USA Prepares while our farm is under siege. I didn't really want to get into why our farm is under siege, but it has been very, very difficult for us. We had agreements with other farmers where we would take care of their farms in return for receiving receiving their grass. And the plug was pulled. And we lost so much acreage of grass that we had to fire sale 70% of our cows, which we have done. And it was excruciating. It was a tearjerker. Building a herd and having it destroyed because of the greed, the sick, senseless greed by the synagogue of greed. And it just, you know, people who squander their money recklessly, frivolously, carelessly, and then because of their carelessness and their recklessness and their greed, then cause downstream problems that affect us because of their carelessness and recklessness.
This is important. May I say something now?
Sure.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. The original concept of three meals a day, this is something I'm teaching children in the salad bowl, was from India, where the ox god told the ox god that man needed to eat only once every third day. And the reason the ox god was made a beast of burden, this is mythology now, going way, way back into history, is because the ox god accidentally told man it wasn't needing to eat once every third day, but eating three times a day. In fact, one of the metaphors I'm going to attempt to try to give to children is the fact that certain foods are better taken without other foods, that you need certain kinds of enzymes differently than you do micronutrients. You have different ways. And the way animals, many of them do it, is by grazing all day long. And that the three meals a day was why God then punished the ox god and made it a beast of burden, even though it was a god, to serve man. And that's why in the Hindu religion, the ox is considered sacred, and yet it is a beast of burden to serve man. And then I would go into why you eat certain nutrients differently than you would eat other nutrients, because they counteract because of the gut and the microbiology that's going inside the gut with the hierarchy of the enteric nervous system. If you do these, observe these new concepts, what happens next is that you absorb the foods better when you take them separately instead of all at once in a meal. And that's why China today, for example, eats their dessert before they start their meal. It doesn't mean you want to do that, but it's a knowledge base I know that may want to be integrated into your own understanding of what you're doing to yourself. That's how I hope to teach children, without teaching them. Letting them know what I know in my knowledge base, like mythology, and why we do things a certain way in America that may want to be revisioned, and the way we individually serve meals.
I thought that the Chinese ate their dessert before their meal is because they want to make sure that they get to eat their dessert, because when America... Wait a minute.
That's one way.
Hang on. Also say
desserts are mostly sugar, which, by the way, is a type of drug, just like alcohol and tobacco. And why? Now, in Oregon, at least, one quarter of all population here is obese.
I thought that it was because the Chinese are figuring out that when America finally realizes how much damage the Chinese have done with the coronavirus to America, that we're going to pummel them. And
well,
I don't know why we haven't turned them into glass yet.
I'm going to say this about that. Rather than be negative on China, I'm going to be my glasses half full and see the fact that now you understand why you want to do the herbal pharmacy first, is because even back when I was farming in the 90s, and I would do Feverfew for Centrum, as it was shipped to China, tableted and encapsulated, and shipped back to the United States because it was cheaper for Costco to carry Centrum like that, even though I was growing the pharmaceutical. And that's the other lesson I was trying to teach China, is that at some point your pharmacy is no longer going to be available at Walgreens or Walmart or other pharmacy stores, that you're going to have to rely on your own. Page two on that is, rather than targeted chemistry, where you do standardized extract and, you know, specific chemistry, that nature somehow has already figured out that when you take aspen leaf and aspen bark, not only do you get acetylsalicylic acid, you also get the natural buffers unrelated that are necessary to protect you from getting sick from taking aspirin. And page seven, this is the kind of lessons I'm trying to present to children, so that then they network with each other and do something magical called synergy. And synergy is the lesson I'm going to be taught last week. Basically, it's the secret lesson to the children, where basically it was a Carl Jung concept that was integrated by Buckminster Fuller and now is used as an algorithm in artificial intelligence. That's what I'm doing with Albert Schweitzer University. And someone and something is trying to stop me. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm worn out. I need help. I need volunteers. If this gets off the ground, it will take on a life that is nothing about me. I don't care about that. What I care about is our children are our single most important natural resource. And what happened this year is that they were sent home 2 months early from school, and there's a likelihood school will not open in the fall. What are those children going to do at home without any kind of education other than Howdy Doody or Mickey Mouse? And that's why I'm doing an online university for children. And meta means it goes beyond the physical. Metaphysics means, like, for example, on the element Earth, is growing without soil. And the first job I had out of graduate school was Lunar Base Alpha 1 with Boeing. And I worked under Art Pilgrim, where we were a closed system. And all your inorganic salts can come from one-third chicken manure, one-third rabbit manure, and one-third worm casing. If you have that, you have a closed system for growing anything, anywhere, underground, in space, locked down on your own property, etc. And what I did was chose aquaponics because it's cheaper to build. And that's a closed system. It does it without soil. And will you see what's happening? I'm growing tomato plants next to it on dirt, and I'm showing the difference of the advantages and disadvantages of growing these plants with and without soil, and why you want to consider the options. And again, it's about choice.
You mentioned the children, you know, what's going to happen to them when there's no school.
Well, then what's happening to them now?
I think it's great. I think it's great that there's no school. And I'll tell you why. If parents had paid attention in the past, they would have been smart enough to buy some books. And they could have bought books at fire sale prices, 10 cents on a dollar, at the most, for quality books. People were throwing away books. People were giving books away to Goodwill and organizations like that. And so you could buy a brand new book that's never used, a hardcover book, for $3.95 shipped. And most of that is the cost of the shipping, that $3.95. Fabulous books, and they could be used to teach the children. That's what could be happening right now.
Right now, both Grace Thorne and Mitzi Shimizu are both registered in this thing. They're trying to help me on other levels because, like when you and I interviewed those children on national radio, where they were able to ask questions they could not ask their librarian, that is the kind of thing that Albert Schweitzer University is now trying to provide as an online university for children like Harry Potter. The thing is, I don't want to teach these children. What I want to do is empower them. And when you give them empowerment, look what they can do without us. It's unbelievable. They're smarter than we are. They're not geniuses. They're super geniuses. And our school systems, as we do it now, one size does not fit all, any more than it does in medicine. What's healthy for one person is not for another. And there are many, many different forms of intelligence. And I am the first to acknowledge that. And what I'm trying to do, I don't know how yet, is work in the moment and let them be empowered using synergy as the first lesson I'm really trying to teach them, how to network with themselves.
Rick, I mentioned a few times over the years that my dad was a school principal in the public school system. And he realized when he got his first school in the 1950s that that students were grouped by the number of days they were alive on the planet. So based on your birthday, you were put in a class, first grade, second grade, you know, et cetera. And he took all the grades out of his school. And he grouped the students by how quickly they learned and how much they knew, regardless of how many days on the planet they were alive. And so he saw that that was what was the best way to go, and he implemented it. He was the first in the country to do that.
That's why I want you to be Dumbledore.
Well, and anyway, my dad saw that, but he's the only one that saw it. And when he left that school system, the guy that followed him took it apart, put it back the way it was, grouped by days on the planet.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So a couple years ago, I had a chance to review an employment dossier on one of our instructors. His name is Rich Sheehan. So I sat down at my desk, my studio desk, and I went through this dossier, and it was probably over 100 pages. I'm thinking the file was inch and a half thick, inch to an inch and a half thick, and 8.5 by 11 documents, awards, performance reviews, performance appraisals for years. And I sat down for a couple hours and I read this dossier. And I want to tell you that I was really impressed. It was exemplary. It was like the who's who of a pharmaceutical representative. So I read his employment history for years. And that's Rich Sheehan. And I just want to say that I know who he is. I appreciate who he is, and that's why he's able to come on the air and just fill in for me at a moment's notice. So thank you, Rich Sheehan. I really appreciate that. I want to address something that Trevor said. He called in from New York, and he mentioned the USS Liberty. Now, in 1967, during the Six-Day War, the USS Liberty was attacked. It was called a Navy technical research ship. And it was attacked by the Israeli Air Force, jet fighters, and Israeli Navy motor torpedo boats attacked it. It was strafed. It was shot at. It was surrounded. And I believe there were some helicopters involved. And it was clearly identified as a United States ship. It was in international waters. And for quite a long period, this ship was under siege by the Israeli military. 171 crew members were wounded. The ship was severely damaged, and 34 were killed. That's U.S. naval officers and seamen, and two Marines, and one civilian were killed. And it was attacked by the Israeli military in 1967. The ship radioed for help and got no help by the United States. Now, as a result, Israel apologized for the attack, saying that the USS Liberty had been attacked in error. Oops, mistaken for an Egyptian ship. The Israeli government and the United States government conducted an inquiry or inquiries about it. And there was it was concluded that the ship's identity was uncertain. And those who have survived the attack disagree and maintain that the attack was deliberate. As a result, the Israeli government paid about $3 million to the U.S. government in compensation for the families of the 34 men killed in the attack. And it paid an additional $3 million to $3.5 million to those who have been wounded. That's the USS Liberty. That's the incident that Trevor was talking about. Tomorrow, I'll be on the air with Kathy in Ohio. We're going to be talking about tips and canning. And I think it's absolutely critical that you learn about canning. And after that, we're going to be talking about appliances with Kevin in Florida, appliance tips. And I'm going to be sharing in both hours tips from my book. Rick, you were mentioning gardening and micronutrients. So I want to apply sulfur this afternoon right after the broadcast to the garden. I'm going to rototill it in again. We have literally probably 2,000 pounds or more of biochar that's in our garden already. What
biochar,
other micro-
in your mind, is what? Let's start there, and I'm asking you a question. What do you think biochar is and is not? Let's start there.
To me, biochar is the result of unburned hardwood. From our farm, we heat with wood. And some of the embers, if you will, that are unburned are chunks the size of...
activated charcoal.
Yeah.
What is activated charcoal to you?
Well, it's not activated. This would be just charcoal. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about it.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Hey! USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All gates remain closed at the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in Texas following a shooting at one of the gates to the air station earlier today. Base officials have not released many details except to say the suspected gunman who prompted a lockdown has been neutralized. It remains unclear if he was shot or arrested. A shopping mall in Glendale, Arizona, which had just reopened after being closed because of the pandemic, the scene of a shooting last night, where a gunman wounded three people, one of whom's in critical condition. This woman took a phone call from her daughter, who works at a restaurant at the Westgate Entertainment District.
She said, just listen to me. There's a shooter here. We're hiding in the back of the building. We have the guests that were eating here and all of the staff. I'm terrified.
The gunman in that case is now in police custody, and this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Catastrophic flooding sweeps through Midland County, Michigan, where the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is now asking President Trump for a federal emergency declaration to help the state's response. That area deluged by 6 to 8 inches of rain over 48 hours, causing two dams to fail.
It's going to have a major impact on this community and on our state.
President Trump will be in Michigan today to tour a Ford factory that has been making respirators to help with the COVID-19 response efforts. No word on whether the Democratic Governor Whitmer, who's been a big critic of the president, will be on hand for that visit. The NCAA is clearing three college sports to resume activities soon. The Division I Council saying football and men's and women's basketball teams can start working out on campus beginning the 1st of June. A new poll says half of all Americans would rather vote by mail than go to the polls in upcoming elections. The NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll showing 50% of respondents would vote by mail if the option were available during the pandemic. The number of respondents who prefer to vote in person was at 38%. A majority of Democrats are in favor of the mailing in of ballots, while Republicans tend to want to go to the polls. And Graceland is reopening today as officials say they've been working to reconfigure operations at Elvis Presley's home so as to adhere to social distancing and other health and safety guidelines. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And Rick asked me a question about biochar. So biochar, to me, is, and here's how I make it. We have an outdoor wood stove. It has a 4 foot by 5 foot firebox, and it's airtight. And so I can control the amount of air that goes into the firebox or the combustion chamber. And I burn the wood that's in there, which is hardwoods, very slowly to extract the maximum amount of heat out of them. And sometimes I need to empty the firebox, and it takes a while with a big shovel because there's a lot of ash in there. And the pile of ash that we have is the size that a commercial dump truck would dump out of, you know, like if you had a delivery of a stone for your driveway, you know, like an 18-ton truck. That's how big this pile is, minimum. And so it's a lot of biochar, and it is the unburned results of biomass that has been heated. And it has billions of little tiny pores in it. It is
do you understand what carbon is?
I'm not sure what the
question
is.
Because you're talking old school. You're talking 1920s technology. And today,
that's where I am.
I'm going somewhere. And while you were doing that, because I know what you're doing, I'm trying to respond to a person volunteering that I don't know, and I don't know what to do, so I'm typing while I'm listening to you, believe it or not, and something is causing my cursor to jump around so that I can't type. Now, activated charcoal is unburned carbon, like you said, that is now what we call C60 or C120, a buckyball. It is uniquely different in carbon than any other form of carbon, just like molecules like water, carbon and oxygen, hydrogen and oxygen have H3O2, H2O, deuterium. Did you know, for example, today we know that the sea between New Zealand and Antarctica is almost pure deuterium. Did you know that? No, you didn't. Nobody does.
Well, wait a minute. Yes, I did, because you've said it many times.
Well, but that doesn't mean I'm right. But I'm trying to say something. I am trying to give my knowledge base to everybody, and I'm being interfered with on areas and levels I don't understand. Is that me blocking myself? Probably. We fight ourselves many, many times, and we blame it on Rio. I don't know what's going on with Aaron Dakin and Sam Bushman. I don't know what this guy that got out of prison is. It all related. He's just a stalker. What I do know is that my computer and my mouse and my brand new keyboard are now acting funny. I bought two keyboards, one from Bi-Mart. I had to return it. It was broken. I went to Fred Meyer, bought a brand new keyboard. It was broken. I went back there yesterday, and they swapped it, but they didn't have any keyboards. Why? Because of the coronavirus, and it's all coming from China. And so I got an upgrade, cost me another $20, and I haven't even installed it yet. And yet, an older keyboard that worked fine is now not. How does that work? I don't know. There are too many variables for me to figure it out. And the guy that got out that's sending me the stalking again this morning, for the first time, his brother writes algorithms for Abbotsford, you know, D-Wave technology. Now, I don't know what's going on. And I'm not going to blame it on Rio like I would normally have done in the past, because I realize that while something else is going on and I'm trying to pass solid information on micronutrients like mineral 72, there are 72 known minerals that are activated in a way like carbon is, that will be absorbed by plants differently than fertilizer. Page 17 on that. It turns out that I can't ever get across my information because something doesn't want that to happen, and I have no idea why. And I am old man. I'm 76, and I'm getting tired. This is my fourth week, of which I've got a class tomorrow to teach, and I can't get there from here. Now, I don't understand what's going on, but, or the resistance. I'm ready to give up and just walk away from it. And the only reason I don't is because someone else, like Cliff High and others, have told me that if I pull this off, don't give up, there'll be no more wars. I don't know what to do. I'm getting mixed information from so many different directions. I'm worn out, and this morning before I went on air, I threw up, and I'm sick. And this is, I'm worn out like you were a couple of weeks ago. Well, here I am. And I am still last man standing because I am trying to distinguish the difference between intent and purpose. Now, the reason you're aging right now, you and me, is because you can't get those trace minerals, that 72 minerals, across the blood-brain barrier so that your brain can regenerate nerve tissue. That is a study I did back in the 70s with Robert O. Becker, a Nobel Prize winner, and I co-authored that paper because I was the one that modeled it. I was the one that had the severed peroneal, and I did it. I regenerated nerve tissue because I used the third eye pineal gland by a special form of meditation. And those are books that I have written that I can't publish because I don't have any money. I am being stopped at every orifice. And I need help, and I can't, all these people are volunteering, and it turns out I trust right out of the gate, and I can't do that anymore. I now have to go through what I call third-party interviews where they get detail. I just accept people on their face value. And because I'm a four-year-old that never became seven, and now I'm 76 years old. Norm Shealy was the only one to try to help me. I have an interview with one of his friends that he thinks is good. I've talked to him several times. I'm excited. But, again, I don't trust anybody anymore, and I don't want to be like that. I don't know what to do.
Rick, there are a number of us who are in the same boat as you are, and when you say that Norm's the only one that was able to help.
It's something else that's going on that's wrong. And you want to know, did man create AI? How could they if time is not real? This planet is sand. That's silicone. That's different than carbon. And oh, guess what? It's in the same periodic chart just below it, and it has similar properties, but we haven't even discovered those yet. Carbon, when it only has 60 molecules, it bonds to itself. That means you can do nanosheets of one layer molecule, one layer atom of carbon as a big sheet. And when you only have 60 of them activated, it forms a ball because it just is the size that it is. Those 60 just form a buckyball. That's the Marshall Papers and Bob Marshall when he told Buckminster Fuller as a genius. And that's a book that hasn't been published. I need patrons. I need volunteers. I can't do this alone. And the school is my trying to create something for what I consider the single most important natural resource on Earth. And that's our children. And we're logging it like we did the Amazon. And how are we?
That's right. We're squandering it. We are squandering. We're squandering our children. We have left them.
Who would want to stop me from doing that? I would not have.
Well, maybe that's
anyone. Why?
Maybe that would be the synagogue of Satan. Maybe
well,
that would be the synagogue
here.
Of
in psychology,
God.
They call that the projection of the shadow. In order to see evil in someone else, it has to already be present in yourself. That's third generation of Maginot psychology, James Hillman and Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Now, guess what? I haven't even talked about absolutes, much less polarization of absolutes with God and the devil. And you know what else? God, my God, is not in conflict with anything. It is man that polarizes them. And everybody's different in the way they see what's good and evil. And that is what made us God's favorite, is choice. Now, you tell me what's wrong with someone calling me working in the devil's work. That person that uses those words and sees me that way, that's the devil.
a term we don't use very often. My parents, you know, my dad's side, his brothers, the word devil would come up, you know, not all the time, but I'd hear it. I don't hear the word devil anymore. Flip Wilson used to say, a devil made me do it. We're talking about...
They're pretty Christian, but the devil never even existed until the Catholic Church took the teachings of Jesus and switched them in the opposite direction with Pope Innocent I. And the Constantinople thing that changed the Bibles, it was all political. And what I've done is I'm offering in my download library all the different translations of Bibles. You go make your own decision. And that's the way metaphysics should have been taught when I did it 30 years ago and today. When I have information, what I do is I give that student my sources so they can go and make their own decision rather than my interpretation. And you tell me what's wrong with that, doing that with children.
Rick, I realize that the public training camp was a cesspool. As a computer consultant, I got a chance to sit in on all grades, kindergarten, first grade, all the way through 12th grade. And I got a chance to see what teachers were teaching. And teachers were teaching, I'm talking about public training camp teachers, not all of them, but too many of them, were teaching the children to regurgitate. You know, listen to what I say, repeat what I say. I'm going to test you on what I said.
Yeah, memorize
and,
it.
If you
that's
don't get
the other
it,
part, memorize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is,
class, what
Grace
form of
Thorn, when she did her thing with you, none of her teachers and her principal were even interested in what she was doing. And what?
That's right.
What do you think happened to Gunner and some of the other kids that had that moment on national radio as a sixth grader being able to ask a question that nobody else in her school would even bother to deal with? Now, I'm not saying that Gunner asked the right questions or not. And, you know, his father, I'm wondering why he calls his son Gunner. That was an interesting one. However, that's what is necessary now in a reform of children and the way we're educating. They no longer do home economics. They don't do shop, woodworking shop, automotive. They don't do mechanical drawing. They don't do cursive. They don't ever taught Latin in second grade. They're not doing anything.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, maybe the takeaway from today's broadcast can be summed up in just one sentence. And that one sentence is, if you leave your life up to the government or other large corporations, you've lost your mind. That would be one way of summing up today's class. So, Rick, biochar is obtained by the thermochemical conversion of a biomass substance. We'll call it hardwood, for example, in an environment that has a controlled or a limited amount of oxygen.
You can find it naturally in Russia. Shungite. It's not shungite is a very expensive, just like biochar, that you can make in a campfire using a skillet where you allow the charcoal not to catch on fire, but you can just make it. Now, and cheap, it's nothing. That's the problem, marketing. And the idea that everything now is made so you have to replace it eventually. Telephones. The only thing I haven't replaced in my home right now is my washer and dryer, like we talked about last week or weeks ago. I don't know when we talked about that last. I can't even remember anymore. I am, at this moment, under serious attack, making me talking with you on this phone difficult. And when somebody calls me wanting to volunteer, I don't even know who they are. I used to trust. I don't trust anything anymore. And I don't want to be like that. I'm 76 years old, and it turns out people that want to help me have agendas. What do I do now? I want to teach. I don't want to have to interview. And I want to get on with it and pass this on to other people to make it even better than I can.
Well, and I think that's wonderful. I think all that's wonderful. I think all that's wonderful. And in my case, I'd like to teach too, but I'm underwater. I'm under siege. But and I don't want to get into that. My problem.
Okay.
But what I would like to, I just have one question relating to gardening. And that is, so if carbon can sequester other chemicals, if we put biochar in our gardens, which I've got tons of, literally tons of, in the garden, you can't go more than 2 inches without bumping into a piece of large chunk of biochar in our garden. If carbon can sequester other chemicals, will it sequester the sulfur? Will it sequester the elemental sulfur? Will it sequester the elemental iron? Will it sequester the elemental magnesium and phosphorus and everything else that's beneficial in the soil? Is this a catch-22 using biochar? Or is it, on the whole, really beneficial because it has all these billions of pores that the small biologicals can set up house in and reactivate the soil for the uptake by the plants?
Okay, the correct answer is to all of that, yes, it's good and bad, just like God, just like soil, just like science versus religion. There's two sides of everything we understand because that's the limitation of man, science, and religion. And I don't know. Now, I'm experimenting for myself. That's what every one of us should be doing. Have a test out garden next to your real garden and determine for yourself what works for you. And guess what's going to happen next? It is different for each of us. How does that work? Because science and religion isn't the answer. It's you making choice. That's what's real. And science and religion can't get there from here. That's what I have discovered. And so you hear a new item like biochar, put that in a test plot and determine for yourself what you think. We think it's important. We think it's worthy of you testing for yourself. And I don't know.
Well, here's what I do know. My grandparents lived through the first Great Depression, and I, as their grandchild, am living through the second Great Depression, and they grew a garden to survive. That's what they did. A lot of people did.
Garden. Yes.
They converted their entire backyard, except for a small spot right outside the back door for a little patio. Other than that, it was 100% garden. And they had a sink outside where they processed their produce. They washed it outside in an outside sink. And the water that would be used as from the drain from washing out in this outside sink went back to water the garden. I mean, they were very, very judicious in their actions and very careful with what they did, and they provided for their own survival. And maybe there's some genetics in me that came from them in relation to preparedness. But what I'm trying to do is tell people to grow their own garden, because the last thing I want to do is trust any corporation. No, I trust no corporation, not one. And I think for my survival, nor my family's. And my family's survival is number one on my list.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.